sharp increase in the number of young people who are refused bail and placed on what's known as remand. So essentially they're being placed in jail for a period of up to 3 months before their court date. Now, for these young people, about 80% of them are actually not going on to receive a custodial sentence, and in fact about 11% of them are actually innocent of the crime they've been accused of. So what we're basically seeing is a huge number of young people, roughly about 4,000 a year, that are being unfairly placed into jail at a huge cost to the community.
I understand many of the younger people that are in unsentenced detention are young people from Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander background or also from a non-English speaking background. Why are they disproportionately represented in these stats?
Look, it's an incredibly complex process and it's certainly hard to nail down one reason. I guess what we do know is that young people who live in low socioeconomic areas, who live in rural and remote areas, are far more likely to be placed on remand than those, I guess, who have the community and economic support around them. And as a result, young people from non-English speaking backgrounds or Aboriginal young people are overly represented in those groups.
Isn't there a concern that some people in unsentenced detention should be there and that some people may pose a risk to either themselves or to the community and maybe, you know, temporary detention could be a suitable option for some people?
Absolutely. I think what we need to remember, though, is that for 80% of these young people, they're not going on to get that custodial sentence. So sure, there is a small segment of these young people that it's absolutely appropriate for them to be placed into remand. Certainly some serious crimes are committed and we should absolutely not be letting them off lightly. But for a vast majority of these young people, once they get in front of a court, what we're seeing is they're just not committing serious crimes that would be placing them into jails.
Now, the report is also concerned with people who may have a cognitive impairment or those with a mental illness may be vulnerable under the current laws, with mental illness, for example, often emerging in adolescence. Is that an issue as well, that maybe some people should be being treated in a healthcare facility rather than in prison?
Yeah, look, this is possibly the biggest issue we're seeing. Recently, a study of all the young people in juvenile justice centres was conducted, and it was found that 88% of them, so essentially 9 out of every 10, had at least one mental health issue, either diagnosed or undiagnosed. On top of that, also about 50% of them either have an IQ so low they're classified as having an intellectual disability or a borderline intellectual disability. What we're really seeing here is that the young people that are ending up in jails, they're not bad kids, they're not evil kids. What they are is just the kids that need a bit more support in our communities and aren't getting it.
And what do you think is likely to happen next?
We're very concerned that the government has said they're going to take 6 months to respond to this review. We know that they've had the review for a number of months. The review's been going on for a year. What we're concerned about is that this will get turned into a law and order auction that will result in worse outcomes for young people.